Thank you and good morning. Another accidental drowning at a local beach once again highlights the dangers that the ocean can present along the North Coast. On Sunday morning, a family from Montana visiting the area on vacation made a day trip to Black Sands Beach in Shelter Cove. At one point, the family's 13-year-old son slipped from a rock and into the ocean. That prompted the boy's father, 44-year-old Stephen Arthur Beerley, to enter the water to assist his son, and he managed to push the boy to the surface and then back onto the beach. Before Beerley could make it out of the water, however, he was hit with a large wave that forced him underwater and out of sight. A short while later, Beerley was spotted face down and too far out in the ocean for anyone to assist him. Volunteers from the Shelter Cove Volunteer Fire Department later recovered Beerley's body, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. For those who like report summaries, today's Board of Supervisors meeting is for you. The board will hear annual reports about the general plan update, the Headwaters Fund, and in code enforcement. The planning department will brief the board on the general plan and, in particular, the housing element, a report that must be approved by the board before it's submitted to the state. The board is also expected to send a letter of support for a bill that would allow the Harbor District to sell assets and clear up ambiguities in state law that regulate how the Harbor District operates. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced a bill in the state legislature to provide clarification on how the district deals with non-sovereign assets. The supervisors will also hear the annual report from the Headwaters Fund, which contributed just over $1 million in 2014 through the Revolving Loan Fund, the Community Investment Fund, and the Grant Fund. The Headwaters Fund loaned out more than $700 through REDEC and the Arcata Economic Development Corporation and made a series of mini-grants and grant awards of more than $30,000. Those details and more will be presented by Board Chair Buzz Webb. March is Disaster Preparedness Month, and on the 25th, the county will conduct another test of the Tsunami Alert System, a test which is done annually to gauge how well the alert system is functioning and to give residents a chance to review their disaster preparedness plans. In addition, the county offers emergency alerts to residents who want them by phone, both cell and landline, as well as by email or text message. The county has upgraded that emergency alert system and can now send targeted alerts that will be sent only to residents in the affected areas. The emergency alert system will be tested on the 25th in addition to the tsunami test. For more information, check the county website. Humboldt State University issued a campus-wide safety alert over the weekend in regard to a man who has been convicted of trespassing and harassing students and staff on campus. Zach Kolajewski was convicted in March after he was arrested for ignoring repeated orders from police to remain off campus property. He was sentenced to 6 days in jail and 3 years probation and also received a restraining order. Campus police want to alert students, employees, and visitors alike to be aware of Kolajewski and to report any contact with suspicious persons when on campus. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When District Attorney Maggie Fleming moved her boxes back into the courthouse, it was to a different office than the one she had occupied as an assistant DA. It was in the corner office, reserved for the county district attorney. Fleming ran for the position on the basis of her experience as an assistant district attorney, and her first few months had been spent establishing the way she wants things to work, and that means speeding the process up a bit.
Reports that come into the office, we should be getting to them, reviewing them, getting them filed or rejected within 60 days. And I think it's important not just to, you know, victims of crime, witnesses, but then also for consequences. You know, if a defendant is going to be charged with something, then it should happen. There should be a consequence. Or if we're going to say to that person, we don't have enough to charge you, you won't be facing these charges. That should happen too.
Fleming also meets weekly with representatives from local law enforcement, the courts, and probation in an effort to keep everyone updated on key cases and investigations.
So the idea is, you know, if we have problems, if we need supplements, if we're still waiting for the Department of Justice to get us toxicology results, those sorts of things, we're all moving, you know, towards that goal.
Fleming said the goal is to be more efficient.
So we're all in. So when the court representative says we're having a problem, you know, warrants or we're not getting the warrant declarations quickly enough, we're able to sort of address those problems and move it. And that's my goal, is to really sort of improve the process, what people are seeing, the results that people are seeing.
It's only been 10 weeks since Fleming took office, but the new DA is already making her mark. And that's the news on this St. Patrick's Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.